Good morning. This week, I will continue with the series, Embracing Revival, Serving Christ with Excellence. I will be looking at the topic, Compassion Prepares Us for Passionate Prayer. The focus is on the Old Testament book of Nehemiah. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Nehemiah 1 verse 4. Let me attempt to unpack the impacts that the news that Nehemiah received from Jerusalem had on him. He had heard news that his beloved city of Jerusalem was in ruin and that its people were dejected, desolate, and in despair. Nehemiah had a burden for the people of Judah and Jerusalem. Even though he had not experienced their hardship, he identified with them, denying himself the luxuries of the palace in order to fast, mourn, and pray. I sat down and wept. Nehemiah's immediate reaction was severe. He didn't just feel badly about the condition of Jerusalem and its people. Immediately, right away, there was no strength in his legs. He had to sit down and he began to weep and mourn. Are we touched with compassion? Mourned for many days. God was going to use Nehemiah to do something about this situation. But first, God did something in Nehemiah. A great work of God begins with God doing a great work in somebody. Joseph was placed in a pit to die, then sold into Egypt as a slave, and finally imprisoned because of a lie. Moses experienced his time as a shepherd minding his father-in-law's sheep in the wilderness after abandoning his high life as a prince in Egypt. David was not remembered when Samuel went to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be king instead of Saul. He was persecuted and chased like a hunted animal after his anointing to be king. God planned for Nehemiah in his preparation for the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem and the restoration of the morale and dignity of his people. To this end, Jeremiah had prophesied years ago, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:11. God furnished Nehemiah's important position in Persia and gave him a heart curious about and focused on the welfare of Jerusalem and its people. That heart was now broken over their needy state that was conveyed to him by his brother and others who brought news about the prevailing conditions of the people and the city of Jerusalem. God saw the need in heaven, but little would be done until the right man also felt the need. God would do something great to meet that need through Nehemiah, but there's no way Nehemiah could do this alone. He had to be a leader, one who influences others to get the job done. Nehemiah is a book about leadership, something that the church is in dire need of today. Totally committed leaders who are not self-serving, egotistic, or proud, but willing to be servant leaders and true honor shepherds. Since leadership is influence, leadership applies to everyone. Everyone has an area of leadership in some way or the other. Each one is a leader. The question is whether they are a good leader or a bad leader. Leaders must prepare themselves for difficult work because easy is not an option. There is no winning without warfare. There is no opportunity without opposition. There's no victory without vigilance. For whenever the people of God say, Let us arise and build. Satan says, let me arise and oppose. The words of Alan Redpath, British preacher and evangelist. Leaders must have a big vision. And Nehemiah had a huge vision whose accomplishment could only be possible with God. His mindset seemed to have been, through me, God is going to correct a problem that has been around 150 years. Through me, God is going to do something that completely failed before. Are you available to God for Him to use you to accomplish His purpose? We must have a vision, a goal that is bigger than ourselves, bigger than our puny mind alone can conceive. With that compelling vision, we need to turn to God wholeheartedly in passionate prayer, driven by the compassion that God has placed in our hearts. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Nehemiah's reaction went beyond an immediate emotion. Many times a concern will come over us in a flash and then quickly pass. But if it is from the Lord, it will abide and grow, and the burden will remain until the problem that prompted that burden is solved. Nehemiah prayed and sought God for 4 whole months before deciding on a course of actions. It is worthwhile noting what Nehemiah did not do. He did not complain, whine, or see who else could fix this problem. He immediately did what he could do, pray and intensely seek God in this situation. His compassion drove him to passionate prayer. God of heaven. Nehemiah also had a clear understanding of who he fasted and prayed to. There are many gods people trust in, but only the God of heaven can really meet our needs, whatever they are. Nehemiah knew the word of God in Jeremiah. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There's nothing too hard for you. The issues are mounting. Things seem to be falling apart, but our sovereign God still reigns. He is looking for persons whose hearts are broken, who can pray passionately with compassion, through whom he can act to bring about his purpose. If you are such a person, answer his call by fully surrendering to him. If you are already a Christ follower, if you don't have a relationship with him, today is the best day to answer his call. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Next week, effective and fervent prayer accomplishes much.